Well, with that said, it's 10:01. We'll go ahead and get started with a public hearing. We have two public hearings we're going to run this morning, and I've got some opening remarks to make on both of them. The first comments are reference Oya Solar, New York LP, Independence North, Independence, Allegheny County, New York, this public hearing. My name is Dr. Craig Clark, and I'm the Executive Director of the Allegheny County Industrial Development Agency in connection with the subject project on the subject of this public hearing. Today I'm holding this public hearing to allow citizens to make a statement for the record relating to the involvement of the agency with a project for the benefit of Oya Solar, New York, LLP, a Delaware Limited Partnership. The proposed project consists of following: the acquisition of interest in a portion of approximately 143-acre parcel of land located at 1669 County Road 22, tax map number 268-1-15.21 in the town of Independence, Allegheny County, New York. The construction of land of a 5-megawatt AC, 7.5-megawatt DC solar energy generating facility, including panels, racking inverters, electrical cables, battery storage, access roads, site preparation, grid interconnection, and other required improvements. And the acquisition, installation, herein and therein of related fixtures, machinery, equipment, and other personal property. All of foregoing to constitute a solar energy generating facility to be owned and operated by the company. I intend to provide, this is the general information, it's also in the public documents that have been sent out. The estimated costs of the proposed project are equal to approximately $11 million, and the estimated benefits being considered by the agency are described briefly as follows: sales tax exemption of $237,264, mortgage recording tax exemption $1,011,729, and real property tax exemption of $73,266. The provision of Chapter 1030 of laws is 1969 New York, constituting Title I of Article 18A of the General Municipal Law, Chapter 24 of the Consolidated Laws of New York, as amended in Chapter 99 of the 1973 Laws of the State of New York, as amended, codified as Section 906A of said General Municipal Law, authorized the agency to promote, develop, encourage, and assist in acquiring, constructing, reconstructing, improving, maintaining, and equipping and furnishing of manufacturing, warehousing, research, commercial, and industrial facilities, among others. The purpose of the public hearing, we have to hold public hearings whenever the financial assistance is over $100,000, and the purpose of this, prior to providing any financial assistance on the proposed project, the agency must hold a public hearing on this nature and location of the project facility and the proposed financial assistance to be provided by the agency. We've already posted this. This public hearing's been posted in the newspaper as well as on the website, and copies of this public hearing are available and will be available and posted as soon as we get done with this. And if there are any written comments, and you've already mentioned that there are written comments, they'll also be attached to the actual hearing. With that, I'll also open another public hearing, and then we'll go ahead and go forward. At the same time, we're holding a public hearing for Oya Solar, New York LP, Independence East, which is also Independence, Allegheny County, New York, also now at 10 o'clock. And again, this proposed project is very similar. The acquisition of interest in two parcels of land containing in the aggregate approximately 152 acres, located on 1669 County Road 22, tax maps 268-1-15.21 and 268-1-1511 in the town of Independence. Again, the construction on the land of 5-megawatt AC, 7.5-megawatt DC solar energy generating facility, again, includes all the required panels, racking inverters, electrical cables, battery storage, access roads, and site preparation, primarily to be a solar generating facility. This project has estimated costs of also about $11 million. And the benefits that we're proposing are sales tax exemption of $237,264, mortgage recording tax exemption of just over $1 million, and real property tax exemption of $73,266. This obviously is the same purpose of this public meeting. Again, we're reviewing the financial assistance that the agency is proposing. Once this public hearing is finalized, that'll be presented to the board at our next meeting when we consider going forward with this as a project. With that said, same thing, we'll obviously accept written comments as well as public comments. And with that, I did hear on the phone that we have the representative of the company. And Terrence, can you introduce yourself before we get to the public comment section?
Absolutely. Thank you for holding these hearings. My name is Terry Rasmussen. I'm the Director of Development for Oya Solar. This is the second and third project we are bringing before the Allegheny County IDA. We're very excited to be here, working again with the Town of Independence as well as the County and School Board. These are, I just want to make one small clarification. For both projects, it was noted that battery storage was part of the project, and I just want to be clear that we are not at this point proposing any sort of a battery storage for either of these projects.
Right. I know that. Yes. Yeah. That's just the general concept in case there was in the future. Yes.
Okay. I just want to make it clear so nobody listening misunderstood what our intent was. Sure. Okay. We're, you know, in the process of getting this these two projects approved. We had a county planning board hearing last night where we received some good comments that we're further looking into. And we had initial comments from the town board. We have a public hearing on both projects next Thursday, which I encourage anybody who's interested to attend. We hope to have these projects all permitted by early fall, and then it's likely construction would begin sometime in the spring of 2021. We have sent out notices of information, notice of intent, sorry, to town, county, and school board with regards to the property tax exemption under, what is it, Real Property Tax Law 487. And as with our first project, the consensus has been that the IDA is the preferred route, and we're happy again to work with the IDA on this. And we're excited to get these projects going, built, and enter into payment in lieu of tax agreements through the IDA.
Thank you, Terry. I know there's a number of people have joined since we started. If we could go around and some logic, it's hard to do because we're not in person, so I can't nod to people. But if you could basically let me know who's on the line so we can record to make sure that we have who's actually listening. And then we'll go around and see who wants to speak. So if we could first go around and see if we can somehow logistically tell who's actually on the line so we have a record of who's on the line. Don't all speak at once now.
William, you're from Independence.
David Pullen is on the line.
Okay, David.
Greg, Robert Ellison. Town board member, Independence.
Dan Spitzer, who was the board member? Excuse me?
Mr. Ellison.
Okay, thank you.
Brian Lewis.
And TJ from Oya Solar as well.
Okay, thank you. I know there's somebody else. Ross, are you on the line yet?
Yes.
Okay, Ross Scott is on the line. Anyone else? Okay.
David Pullen from Town of Independence.
Okay.
William Munier from the Town of Independence, board member.
Thank you.
Yep.
Robert Ellison. Town board member, Independence.
Thank you. Did we get everybody announced? Because we want to make sure we have a record of who's on the phone. With that said, we'll open the hearing for public comments. I just wanted to make sure I knew who was there. At this stage, we'll try to keep the comments to 3 minutes just to make sure everybody has some time, and then if we have extra time, we can go around again. So it's kind of hard because I can't have people raise their hands, but whoever kind of speaks up first can be the first public comment. So let me know who might announce who you are again, and see, let me know your public comments so we can get them recorded. Is there anything from the board?
This is William Munier from the town board. We're obviously anxious to proceed with this project, and my knowledge, other than Dave can speak to this a little better, but to my knowledge, we're not having any issues.
Okay. Anything else from the other board member?
This is Robert Ellison. I'm just looking forward to the meeting that we're going to have in our town board, and
right.
I think that that'd be the proper place to bring up a lot of questions and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you're going to be the ones approving the project. Yes, thank you.
Exactly.
Anything else from the town, Dave?
Just that we are planning on our own public hearing a week from tonight, which will be in the town, both done electronically and in person. So that is set for, I believe, 6 o'clock on next Thursday evening, and encourage anyone to attend.
Thank you. Ross, do you have any comments you want to make publicly?
No, not at this time.
Oh, okay.
Helpful, Craig. I think if you were to acknowledge that you received the comments from that Mr. Scott sent you,
right,
and that they'll be part of the record.
Yeah, they'll all be part of the record, and we'll pass those on to the town because they're primarily town questions.
Right. There's also secret questions in there, which is actually the IDA's responsibility, and the
right.
IDA is not meeting again until the second Thursday in August. So anybody who has any additional information they want to provide to the IDA on either SECR or any other aspect of the project can do so in writing to Craig prior to August 13th.
Is everyone that wants to speak had a chance to speak? I want to make sure that no.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I thought people were hearing me. Who was it that just spoke?
Dan Spitzer.
Oh, okay, Dan. So, Dan, the seeker comments can come in writing after this meeting today, and you're saying seeker will be dealt with at the next board meeting?
So the IDA is currently scheduled to deal with it at the next board meeting. It's up to the board whether or not they choose to take it up at that time. But it's the IDA has issued a notice of intent to act as lead agency on the project.
Okay, and that
I don't think we've. Am I correct, Craig? That where does I don't want to misrepresent to Bill where we are on this. There's so many of these solar projects. I don't want to misrepresent. I should tell you to any of the folks in the community, the IDA hasn't made any decision on its part of the project. So any comments
right.
on anything that you want to make in writing are certainly apropos. And even if SECR's been done,
right.
the IDA board is always interested in your comments. Until they make a decision approving the project is open till them.
Correct.
I apologize for my Yeah,
the first time we're going to entertain the project itself is going to be in the August 13th meeting, correct, Dan?
Okay.
And did Dan just ask if the determination of whose lead agency was was noticed? Are you, Dan, are you thinking of the DEC Environmental Notice Board, or is that the notice?
No, that, so there's no requirement to put the notice of lead agency in that publication. You put your determination in there. The DEC was one of the agencies that was contacted about the IDA being the lead agency, and the DEC is the only agency that's commented so far, and they agreed that there was that the IDA should be the lead agency. They also stated that they had some concerns which have been passed on to Mr. Rasmussen about some deer and other things, but they said there were no endangered species, and the DEC said it had no jurisdiction over any aspect of the project.
Right. Yeah, so these questions about endangered species, they can come in as comments to the board between now and the next board meeting. Is that your thinking?
Yes. Yes, that'd be good to have it, yeah, because we, our intent is to actually discuss the project itself at the next board meeting, August 13th, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, but when you asked about public comments a little bit ago, I was muted, so whenever someone wants to hear what I have to say, that's fine, but anyone who wants to go before me, that's fine.
Well, I don't know if there, I think everybody else has made their comments, so Ross, if you want to make comments, you're welcome to do that.
Okay. So, I did have a question, not to be insulting of Dan by any means, but I would like Hudson Russ to provide the their reasons for seeing no conflict of interest. That's something I hope they have together and would be no problem to shoot out to me and anyone else, I guess, who would want it. That's kind of a preliminary point. Then as far as the project itself, is IDA going to actually take title to the property, or are they just acquiring the leasehold interest? I was unclear about what the actual thing was that's being acquired.
The application,
yeah.
You can do a FOIL request for the application if the application hasn't been sent to you, and you can see what they're proposing.
No, I have it. It isn't clear what it is that's being acquired, just as it says in, or maybe I'm too dense to get it, but just as it says in the notice of public hearing, that the two issues or three issues for today, A1, the acquisition of an interest in a portion of approximately 143 acres, but the application itself, when I looked through it, didn't clarify it any more than the notice did. So is IDA acquiring the ownership so they become the owner of the property?
Terry, my understanding is that your request is that the interest that the IDA would take in this particular case is a lease interest. That the gentleman who currently owns the land would continue to own the land, he would lease it to the IDA, and the IDA would lease it back to OYA.
That is correct. That's my understanding of the process.
Yeah. Just so everybody is aware, there are other projects where folks have gone in and bought the land, and so they become the owner. However, none of the solar projects that the IDA has been asked to undertake in Allegheny County are anything other than leasebacks.
Okay, it's not exactly a lease back, because it's a lease from the owner to IDA, and then IDA leases, essentially assigns their lease to OYA Solar. Is that correct?
No, sir. No, sir. The IDA is only between itself and the applicant. so it doesn't have a relationship with the pride of the landowner. So the owner in this case is leasing the land to Oya. Oya then enters into a lease to the IDA, which then subleases it back to Oya. But the IDA has not been asked to enter into a transaction with the landowner.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're not talking about any lease of land per se.
I'm confused, sir. This is a lease-back transaction. So, yes, we're absolutely talking about an acquisition of an interest in the land.
Okay. Since Mr. Reinbold owns the land, if you're going to get a lease interest in the land, you have to get it from him, correct?
No, I can get it from his tenant, in this case, Oya. It's called a sublease.
Okay, so he's leased it to Oya, and then IDA leases it from Oya and then leases it back to Oya, correct?
That's correct, sir.
Oh, finally I got it right. Thank you. Okay, a couple more questions. In the hearing that was held at the fire hall December 27th, I think, it was to be $3,500 per megawatt. Is that correct?
That was a different project, but go ahead.
And the reason I'm asking that is because the last I saw is $2,200 per megawatt. And when you say it's a different project, that's when there was only one of the two, north or east. Is that why the amount changed?
No, that's a different project that's already been approved. That's the third project.
I think we should defer to Mr. Pullen as it relates to the town, but from the IDA perspective, the IDA has been asked to enter into a pilot. The IDA's pilot for solar is 2,500 a megawatt. That's the same number they've used for each of the projects they've done. On top of that, the IDA has an expectation that the companies will enter into a host community agreement with the towns that are supporting the projects and hosting the projects. Mr. Pullen can speak specifically on behalf of the town or Mr. Rasmussen on behalf of Oya, but I believe the prior one was for 2,200 a megawatt for a total of 4,700?
Correct.
Okay. So this one is my next question is, is the 2,500 per megawatt based on the nameplate production capacity, or is it how much actually gets produced in
it's
the
based
year?
On nameplate. It's based on nameplate capacity, sir.
So even if the thing isn't working for one reason or another, either cloudy or problems with it, that amount of money will continue to go to the town. Is that right?
That money will go to the town, the county, and the schools, the total number that was stated.
Okay. And when does it begin?
That's up to Mr. Rasmussen to answer, I think, of the folks on the phone, sir. It's the IDA approves the pilot that generally takes effect at the next taxable date, which in this case would be March 1, 2021. But once it's approved, it's up to the company to decide when they build it.
So does the money start flowing to the town even before the project is built and operating?
It does if the tax exemption is in place. So if the tax exemption goes into effect March 1, 2021, the money is due at the same time that the next set of tax bills would be, which would be September 2021 for the school and January 2022 for the town and the county.
Okay. And I saw the tax exemption is on the sales tax, correct?
There are three exemptions that IDAs can offer. One is on sales tax, One is on real property tax. The third is on the mortgage development tax. You'll have, Mr. Rasmussen, you'll have to tell us whichever ones you're asking for.
So the 300, there was something like $260,000 sales tax that they will not have to pay. There's a $300,000 benefit that they will give. What does that $300,000 benefit have to do with the $2,500 per megawatt? Does the $2,500 per megawatt be what brings it up to the $300,000, or is that a separate lump sum that the OIA will pay to the town?
But Dr. Clark, I know this isn't really a question and answer session, but maybe it would be helpful if I went through that just so everybody on the town board members too understood how the pilot.
Yeah, that would be helpful, I think, to do that.
Okay. So the numbers you're referring to within the pilot deviation letter refer to the exemptions granted and the benefits granted. The benefit, there are two financial benefits in which the town shares. First, there is a pilot entered into between the company and the Allegheny IDA. That pilot requires a payment of $2,500 a megawatt, increasing 2% a year for 15 years. That amount of money is then split amongst the school, the county, and the town based on their respective tax rates. The second payment, which is just to the town, is the approximately $2,200 megawatt. And that, as the gentleman said, is that hasn't been finalized. That solely goes to the town. That also increases 2% a year. The calculation that you saw is in an IDA document. Therefore, it only refers to benefits and cost that the IDA is involved. Therefore, it does not include the host agreement, the $2,200. That benefit over 15 years times 5 megawatts times 15 years is separate. The 301 number reflects the payment of the pilot to the community over the expected life of the pilot benefit. So, in effect, the total benefits to the community may be higher. Again, I'm assuming that the company and the town will enter into a host agreement, but the number you refer to was solely relates to the benefits in return for the financial incentives that the IDA is providing.
Okay. And what is the board going to actually be voting on today?
There's no vote today, sir. This is just a public hearing.
We vote on nothing until the next board meeting, which is August 13th.
I think I've used up my allotment and more than probably. I may have more questions after others speak, but I don't want to be hogging the mic.
A couple of points, though, I think you've made that are worth repeating, and I think the seeker is done. The IDA finished the seeker on July 9th, but if anybody has a comment, environmental or otherwise, submit them to the IDA board. The IDA board has not made its decision on the project. Secondly, you can listen to the recording of the planning board last night where the other questions that were raised by Mr. Scott related to the pipelines and the like were also addressed. So that resource is out there for everyone also.
Thank you.
Are there any other public comments or someone that wants to make a comment?
I have a question. This is Ross again.
Sure.
How does, once IDA gives the pilot, then is it that no taxes, no property taxes at all are paid on the property, and the pilot takes completely takes the place of paying those taxes?
No, that's not true at all. All of the, that was mentioned before, all of the projects that we're doing, basically the land still is fully taxable. The only pilot is in regarding some of the equipment that's being installed on the property. So there is nothing that's taking off the tax rolls.
Okay. It's just that the increased value of the property because of this very expensive solar farm being on it doesn't get taxed. That's the gist of it, correct?
Does not get, yeah, that's correct. Does not get taxed. There's a pilot instead. Payment in lieu of taxes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So it's really a benefit to the community in that context. There's nothing taken off the tax rolls.
There's actually an increase in the taxes paid. This land is currently,
right.
And Mr. Rasmussen will correct me, but this land, as I understood the application, is in an agricultural district. When a solar facility is put on land in an ag district, it loses its ag exemptions. So the community will receive a rollback payment representing the value of the exemption for the last 5 years from the developer, and going forward, it will be assessed at full without the exemption. So actually, the taxes are higher. Also, there, to the extent there's a fire district or other special districts, there's no exemption provided by the IDA against those taxes.
That is correct.
I have another very basic question. Is this hearing that we're having going to be duplicated as soon as this one closes out? We start up again with the other project?
No, this is two hearings at the same time.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, you had said that before. I missed that.
That's okay.
I have a question about the substation. There was no mention of it, but from everything I've read about these projects, the substations, and this particular one, I have experience with it because my house runs off of it, and it when it craps out, it does it big time. We were without it for, I think, almost a week. Once, and the Niagara Mohawk people working on it, I went and watched them. They were grumbling that National Grid, maybe it was Niagara Mohawk, have been kind of cheapskates with putting in the equipment that they wanted to have. And I have a concern about the reliability of the substation with a solar farm hooked to it, but that I'll save that for my seeker comments. But I am interested in whether OIA has completed its agreement with National Grid, where that stands, and how much what's it going to take money wise to get the substation up to snuff for what OIA needs.
I'm happy to answer that now. There's a few things in there. We are in the midst of what's called a CSER study, so that's the system impact study for both these projects. That's where the National Grid assesses the potential impacts of the solar projects on the distribution system. It identifies any protection and controls and upgrades that will be required to connect the projects, which, you know, will be required to pay for, and also, you know, sign an agreement to make sure that happens. But on a technical term, these projects are proposing to connect to what's known as a express feeder or sub-transmission line. It's a 34.5 kilovolt line that runs, actually connects the small local substation with a larger substation in Andover. So the impacts of our connection are largely on the Andover station, and will have minimal impacts on the local substation. However, you know, all of this will be assessed, and the proper protection and controls will be required to be installed and paid for by OIA.
Okay, and is there any documentation on how the interconnection is going that will be public documents that we could have at the town hall or any place else?
Terry, I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but that's actually not legal. There's a Homeland Security rule that covers that. And the reason I know about this is because there's a process going on with hooking in the wind farm off of Long Island, and one of the issues has been what can be shared in terms of the hookup to PSE&G's lines. The Homeland Security laws passed since 9/11 include provisions called critical equipment infrastructure information that significantly limits public access to the specifics of how the grid works. So you can make a FOIL request to, actually, I don't even know who, maybe to the Public Service Commission, because these are two private entities. You wouldn't normally get any of that material at the town level anyway. But that's generally not the type of information that is public, that ever becomes public on any project because of the Homeland Security rules.
Thanks, Dan. That's a great answer.
Thanks.
Are there any other questions from anybody else on the phone?
No, I'm happy.
Okay. Anyone else? We don't want to cut anything short.
Ross here again. I've always got questions, but did somebody else have something first?
That's what I was asking. I don't think so.
Okay. This is Bob. I have no questions at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mike? It's a concern of the Amish that are across the street. I don't know that that's strictly environmental, but if there's any way that the agreement that IDA works out, maybe a community benefit agreement, can do something for them, even if it's to give them a job of shepherding the goats around to keep the weeds down. And by the way, the weeds in my backyard are now up over 4 feet high, so they're going to grow around the panels, and the company has sworn, I hope on a stack of Bibles, that they're not going to use herbicides. The back part of the property goes down into my creek, so I have a real concern about that. Assuming they're going to have some way to either have animals cutting the weeds or some humans, if there's some way to employ the Amish doing that, it will make them a lot happier. They told me that they're sorry they bought and didn't know it was going to come in. One was even talking about maybe he should start looking for another place. And the Amish are moving in droves around here. They're going to become the main agriculturists in a couple of years at the rate things are going. So anything you can do to make them happy with a deal that maybe also benefits Oya, because you got to have somebody keep the weeds down. Also, my neighbor to the south, I think, had offered to Oya to go in and do some of keeping the property up. I just thought I'd throw that out.
Yeah, Ross. And as we mentioned last night, we do plant our newly built solar projects with low growing cover crop or a native pollinator species that keeps the actual height of the weeds down, and that. They are mechanically or, in some cases, they may end up being animal controlled. Just as a note, though, you never put a goat in a solar farm because they will generally eat anything.
The wire.
But, sheep are the preferred method of approach. But at this point, we're not in a position to sign any operations and maintenance agreements on the projects. So I don't think we can sign a binding agreement to commit to give, any sort of operations and maintenance to a single party at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Bill from Independence. I talked to those Amish just yesterday. because I sell them lumber. And after they got their packet and I talked to them, they seem fine with everything.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
That's good. Good work, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, this has been one of the more interesting dialogues that we've had, so I'm glad everybody joined, so thank you for doing that.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. These meetings are always interesting. I always come out of them a little smarter than I go into them, and it's I really do like hearing from the local community. So I'm just going to give another push for, you know, next Thursday. There's a public hearing on these projects, so please attend if you can.
I'll ask, are there any more comments before? I don't want to sign off and leave somebody saying they didn't have a chance to speak. So I'll give you, again, I'll ask, are there any more comments?
I'm good. This is Bill from Independence. I'm happy with what we got.
Okay.
This is Bob from Independence. I have no more questions at this time.
Okay, thank you. Do you have anything else, Ross?
No, I'm good. I'm good for now. I'll try to be getting something out
sure.
in writing, more having to do with the seeker stuff.
Sure, yeah, give us anything, it'll be part of the record, and we'll answer questions, okay?
Very good, thank you.
Okay.
Good meeting, good hearing.
Yeah, it was a good hearing, I appreciate it. It's very useful when we have the dialogue and have questions, so I do appreciate it.
Sorry to chime in real quick, Brian Lewis.
Okay.
I just wanted to thank everyone for the information. I was just listening. I'm the most direct neighbor, we came into maybe finding information out this project a bit late. But I just wanted to appreciate everyone for sharing information, and I would encourage all parties, OIA, and also the town to continue a dialogue, as I've really had no conversation with anyone. So please continue to share information. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. So if there are no more public comments, we'll go ahead and close the hearing at 10:44, unless there's, to give you one last shot, anybody wants to speak?
Nope.
Yeah, we'll close the public hearing, and as I said, it will be audio tape will be posted on our website, and a transcription will be made thereafter posted as well.
Okay.
Thanks, Fred,
thank you.
Thanks everyone for your time and input. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, and goodbye.
Bye.
All guests have been muted.